Okay, so let's use the chart from Meta-Manifesting and just go through this in a little bit of detail real quick. This is really going to give you some good perspectives. Number one, so print out the chart. You'll notice in the center circle that we've got five emotions listed. And those emotions are apathy, fear, desire, or lust. I think we used lust on that chart. So we have apathy, fear, lust, anger, and pride. Now, those are the smallest, those are all in the smallest circle for the reason, for a very specific reason. Those, when you live from that state, when you experience episodes of anything from those states, those emotions, it cramps your style. It shrinks you down. It makes it very hard. It's like trying to suck, you know, man, it's trying to suck what you want to come to you through a drinking straw. We actually call that in Meta-Manifesting the drinking straw level. Now, let's work up through those real quick. Apathy is the level of there's nothing that can be done. There's nothing to be done about my fear. I just got to live with it. Fear is fear. You know, I'm afraid of spiders. I'm afraid of failure. I'm afraid of whatever it is that you think you're afraid of or what you're actually afraid of. You know, I just went out and watered a plant, and it's funny because I was thinking, what could I fear while watering the plant? I could fear watering the plant wrong. I could fear what Victoria would do or say when I water the plant wrong. And it's all BS. It's all crap that I make up. But I can become fearful about a fear. Fear about watering the plant wrong. Fearful about what Victoria will say about the plant being watered wrong. To move up a little bit, we come to that area of lust and desire. Lust and desire is, okay, I want something more than this. You know, it's a step in the right direction, but the key is you can get trapped here because you want more, more, more. But the positive side is desiring something different, deciding, you know what, I'm going to step up to this fear. I desire to use the techniques. There's a desire to use the techniques, the methods, and explore the insights that we share in this recording and the other recordings. There's anger that gets to show up because, you know what, it didn't change as fast as I wanted it to. You know, anger is just a mask for fear. I'm afraid it's never going to change, so I'll get angry about it because it's not going to change the way I want it to, or it didn't change as fast as I wanted it to. Pride, we can move up a little bit more. Each of these has a little bit more energy, but they still all suck. That's why they're in the center circle. Pride, you know what, I'm someone who's getting over this fear, or my fear is better than your fear. There's a little bit of pumping up that comes to pride because pride is really close to the line where we get to have courage and work through it. Now, to have courage and work through it, notice that the next set of rings up has acceptance and willingness in it. Accepting that fear is something that's part of our biological heritage. Fear is something that's universal. Accepting that there is a way out. Accepting that the way out's going to work in its own perfect way. You are the operant power. You've been given some methods and techniques in this training to deal with this, to make fear your friend, actually, not even to deal with it, but to make fear your friend. And when you accept that, yes, fear can be my friend, you know, eliminating it entirely, you know, isn't really possible because it's part of the biological heritage that we share. But eliminating its death grip entirely is possible, and we get to accept that. Because that way, if and when fear shows up, we get to go, oh, is that a realistic fear? And we get to play with some of the tools, right? Yeah, you do want to have a fear of spiders. You want to respect them, but you don't want to have a fear of spiders. Oh my God, there might be one over there. Okay, that's called abuse of imagination. So, but we get to accept that we can work through these things, and we can accept that we're able to have a giggle about it. Being willing is being willing to let go of the fear, being willing to do what it takes. You know, I worked with a lady once who had a cat phobia. Nobody could cure her, and I happened to be at a Little Wee conference where a friend of mine brought her into the room. And she goes, oh, yeah, I've been wanting to meet you. I have this cat phobia. And she reaches up and she touches her lip. And I said, when did the cat scratch your lip? And instantly she goes, what are you talking about? I says, tell me when the cat touched your lip. She goes, I was six. I didn't even know the cat scratched my lip, but I remember it now. I said, good. That was a long time ago, wasn't it? Now, how many times has your lip been scratched by cats since? None. So then we start working her through the techniques a little bit, guiding her through them and letting her know, you know what, you're the operant power. You are the one that can work with this. Being willing to accept that you are the operant power, being willing to accept that you have these techniques and methods to utilize as the operant power, the area of willingness allows you to actually use them and do what it takes. moving up to the level of mind just a little bit more. The level of mind is really taking the time to learn and understand these. Like Neville says, imagining takes imagination creates reality. What does imagination, what does imagining mean? At the level of the mind, we just don't go, okay, if I imagine it happens, that's a bumper sticker. We get to find out what did Neville mean by imagining. We get to study his lessons in detail. We get to use the, you know, the products and the projects that we've developed on freeneville.com to really realize what does imagination mean? How can I use it more effectively? The level of mind is about learning the methods, really discovering the methods, not just thinking you got them, but getting them. If we come up to the level of love, you get to realize, you know what? At the level of love, you get to really have that giggle. At the level of love, you get to realize, you know what? This whole thing with me watering the plant and wondering what Victoria would say, what I'm really seeking is love. What I'm really seeking is acceptance. What I'm really seeking is intimacy. Yeah, I was worried about those. I wasn't worried about the plant. Yeah, I'm concerned about the plant. And I want to make sure I take care of it. But it's the power of love, the love for the plant, the love for Victoria, the love for our relationship, that gives me the opportunity to take even a hypothetical thing like this and not let it become part of my reality. You know, let it become something that's just a hypothetical and just let it go. The power of love always has to do with thankfulness. There's four powers of love that we explore in the course. Thankfulness is one of them. Being thankful that you've learned a lot about fear, that it is part of the biological heritage. It's part of the lizard brain primarily. We can use that monkey mind, that mammalian brain, to realize, you know, if other people have gotten over it, so can I. And I can be part of their tribe. You know? Because oftentimes people even hold on to things because, well, I'm a phobic. I can go to my phobic support group. I've had people resist change because they would have to give up their support groups. So we explore, okay, what are they really afraid of? They're afraid of being alone, so they keep their phobia. And so we get to play with some of that, learning how to love yourself and learning how to find other people to love you, not because you have a problem, but because you are. This brings us up to the level of oneness. Notice as the rings get bigger, there's more power. There's more power at the level of mind than there is at that center ring. At the level of mind, there's a lot of power. That's what we call the garden hose level. At the level of love, at the level of oneness, we call that the fire hose level. And at that level, that's where the most power is. And love, one of the ways that we can really bring love in beyond words is to again explore tonality. Come here. Come on. Come here. You can do it. You know, versus you can do it. Love. Love involves appreciation. Love involves realizing the beauty that you are. Love involves the beauty of the situation. Love involves so many cool things that just allow a softening to happen. And so if you want to explore the level of love, again, you know, we're not going to go into hyper detail on it because that would take a couple hours. But for this tiny little recording, just soften your voice. Like you speak to yourself as if you love yourself. Have your loving imaginary conversations in your head. By the way, let's do a tiny little shift. Congratulatory conversations, you know? Why do we have them with friends? You know, there's something really cool about these things. The congratulatory conversation, you know, I remember when you thought you were afraid of spiders and you realized that you were really afraid of, yeah, because you can share your story with people. Yeah, I can remember when I was afraid of spiders, and now I noticed that I was really afraid of being rejected by people. I mean, it was, well, maybe it was embarrassment. It doesn't really matter, because I realized that it really wasn't like the tree. I wasn't afraid of not watering the tree right. I was afraid of the wrath of Victoria. Again, this is all hypothetical. That would be rejection, okay? So, you know, yeah, what I really was afraid of in this hypothetical one was rejection. And learning that, you know what, she loves me, like I love the tree, like I love her. Realizing this opens us up to more beauty. Again, these are the things that activate that ring of love where there's a tremendous amount of power. So look at that chart. Allow yourself to apply that to your life. Allow yourself to have these congratulatory conversations with loved ones, because that, again, will activate that power of love. So it's not just pride. Pride will get in the way. Yeah, it's a step up from fear. It feels better than fear, but it's still a trap. because pride, you know, is still, well, you know, pride's just not good. So we'll just toss that out. It's a step up, but it's still at that sucky level. And there's reasons for that, but check out some more of the meta-manifesting videos and stuff to check those out, to learn more about that. So, okay, that's that for this. That's that for this. That's a weird phrase. And again, notice at any time, I could go into a fear dialogue right now, or I could love myself as a human teacher. And just by loving myself as a human teacher allows me to give to you. And again, I get to model this stuff out hypothetically with Victoria in the plant or real time. Yeah, right there, popped up. I had the opportunity to embrace fear and have some anxiety about releasing this recording and then worry about what you might think. Or we can just put all that to rest by using exactly what we're learning here today. All right. Have a wonderful day. See ya.